Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've lost five of your last six. Don't know if it can get any worse for our Falcons after losing to the Jets yesterday. Last second field goal as Nick Folk hits a 56-yarder, game winner, and you're in position. Again, last two possessions inside of 2 minutes with a chance to take the lead, and you go three and out both times. As much as we can talk about Kirk Cousins or who played well and who didn't, that's what the game's come down to. And we've not been able to get those games when it matters. Like, the game is in the balance. We need a drive. We need to go move the football, Mike. We need to get a game-winning field goal. We've not been able to do that consistently, and that's why we lost another one.
Right. And, you know, we said the ball that was deflected in the air, and Divine Diablo has been like a shot in the arm for the defense, and he's got his back turned. He's late to see it, and they're able to move the chains. David Sills, DS5, as we like to call him, he gets a touchdown.
Yep.
And then with the game on the line driving, he hits one right in the hands, and he can't bring – look, Cousins, I know that it will not show up on the stat sheet. I thought, you know, yes, it's a 50-50 ball with Pitts. Use your athleticism, man. Make a play. But we couldn't complete down the stretch. I think Cousins hit some guys in the hands. Mooney had another terrible. Mooney is just.
He's been bad.
What a great big nah.
He's been
because
bad.
Because he, by default, becomes WR1 when Drake London's not out there.
Yeah, it felt good last year because it felt like he was turning into that legitimate number two with Drake and the season he had and the whole what's up, Darnell. It's literally what's up, Darnell. Like, what are you doing, Darnell? It is not like what's up as in, hey, we're happy to see you. I don't know what it is, Mike, and again, maybe at the end of the year he's going to say, dude, this thing was never healed, and it gave me problems all year,
right.
But you're out there. If you're out there, I need you to make plays. That's where I'm at.
I just hate the fact, you know, you're just shy of like 200 yards of total offensive scrimmage for Bijan, and you lose. You know, I mean, that's why when Carl said earlier, we've got pieces. You just got to get better coaches. You know, and you'll need some other pieces, too.
There's
some things we got to improve. But Bijan, 23 for 142, we can't ask for more than that. You know, Tyler moved the pile, got the touchdown when you needed it. Pitts, I thought, had a good day. Now, Pitts, I was listening to Arch and Wes on the radio call because Jonathan Vilma is like, make your ears bleed on Fox. So they were saying that Pitts missed a couple of blocks, but he did have seven receptions on eight targets. And I thought his yards after the catch for Pitts, with a little bit of ferocity for what, I mean, okay, where's that been much of the year, right?
Yeah, look, yak is always something that I'm looking for. And with his size, it's something that bothered me since he got here. Like, once I catch it, that's one thing. But then get out of my way. Like, I'm running through you. I'm running over you. Like, that now, I'm hard to tackle. And that's something that, you know, Mike, it feels like he was running that way on Sunday. But not enough. Not enough! So, we'll talk more about the Falcons, guys. But we got to talk some dogs. Back in a very familiar place. The SEC Championship. And, by the way, I thought this was a really cool quote from Kirby. And Big O, let's play 34, where he talks about wanting to be in this game. People were like, well, what if your kids get injured? Dude, if you're a competitor, you want to be in this game. Mm-hmm. If you're a champion, and he is, you want to be in this game. It doesn't matter what the circumstances are. And I just thought this was perfect for him to say after they beat Georgia Tech.
If you worry about injury risk, we won't practice next week. So, like, you live your life scared of injuries. You know what you get? A very scared team. And I don't. You know, I mean, yeah, there's also an opportunity to win an SEC championship. Does that matter? does anybody care about that anymore? I mean, I grew up thinking that was the greatest game in the world, and I just differed from everybody else. Yeah, we lost guys today to injured. We're going to lose guys in practice to injury, but that's next man up. Like, that's what's wrong with this whole thing now. It's like, well, what if you get hurt? What if you do this? What if you do that? I mean, it's football. It's all part of it.
He's right. And I love that attitude simply because that is why he's a champion. This is why Mike, his teams compete the way they do. Now, the big question as we turn from Georgia Tech to Alabama is going to be, can Kirby find a way to beat Bama? He's 1-7 or whatever it is. When you talk about, you know, Bama and certainly Kalen DeBoer over the last couple of seasons, they lost at Alabama last year. Then they lost in Athens this year. That's what people are going to be concerned about. But give me your thoughts before we get there on the Georgia Tech game and how that played out.
I got to figure that, you know, once they kind of realized that the defense was not allowing Haynes King to do what he wanted to do, that they just kind of, again, Bobo's game plan, it was like they're mirroring the Haynes King style of play. Like, the only guy that could run the ball was Gunnar Stockton. Right. And I get it. Anything with a pass play that was going to take any time to develop, they weren't comfortable once Bobo went out with the injury. And I understand that. And I guess, you know, it is truly, you know, next man up. But I sure hope that – is it Tolliver is the next man up? Who's the – I got to look it up. But it's – certainly they felt, as a combination of the Bobo injury and Georgia Tech was getting after it, it just sort of became one-dimensional.
Yeah.
It was like a single wing. And he was not having a good day throwing. It was arguably his worst day throwing. I still thought you could have gotten Branch and some of the other guys involved in quick hits.
It's like they didn't try.
Yeah. Tolliver's the backup for Bobo.
Yeah.
He's got to go up against TK3.
Mm.
Keenan is a beast on nose tackle for Bama.
He is, man. Look, they got – Bama's got a good defense. Let me tell you this. Bama's defense is allowing 16.5 points a game. Georgia's defense is allowing 16.7. They are literally 11th and 12th in the country, Mike, when you talk about points allowed. When you talk about today and this day and age of college football, guys, everybody's scoring. So if I'm telling you, again, I'm giving up basically 17 points a game, something's got to give with these defenses. And think about the last game. Georgia, second half, shut them down. So this game on Saturday is going to be very interesting from that standpoint when you talk about how close these defenses are to each other. Look, the legendary defenses that won Georgia national championships gave up 10 a game. Right. This defense, as bad as we thought it is,
it's gotten better over the course of the season.
It's only given up 16 right. a game. So this is going to be interesting and fun. Kirby, Mike, again, does he have something to prove? I'm going to tell you no. He's going to get his team ready. They'll show up. Guys, they're still – I think – look, if you beat Bama – I think Bama has a case to not be in this playoff. That's three losses now, right?
That's it. And certainly Big Ten will be banging the drum for whoever they think should get in.
That's right.
But the thing about, you know, Kirby, he's not going to give you the satisfaction, the media. You know, and I'll say a line that I used to love from my friend Jim Mandich, when you drag that Gillette across your face and you're looking the man in the mirror, he knows he's got an Alabama problem. He knows. He's lost every single SEC championship game he's played against Alabama. He knows it. He's got a Mercedes-Benz Alabama problem. So he knows it. Now, Chauncey Bowens didn't play, according to Kirby. He would have. He could have. So he will against Alabama. But maybe that lends to some more of the vanilla we saw against Tech. It was just such a – it was almost like just let's just survive and advance
That's
this
what
game.
It felt like. That's
and
what
there
it
was
felt
no
like.
Style points. And whatever Bobo is going to have up his sleeve. And then maybe, again, with Tolliver at center and Bobo out, they just kind of compounded it. But, yeah, aesthetically, it was just a tough game to watch. No other way to put it. And I hate that for Haynes King. That like the two of the last games that he played for the Jackets are just kind of clunkers. But getting back to Georgia, yeah, you're not really showing much of anything. I was getting afraid that Gunner was going to get killed, though, because they kept running Gunner like he was, you know, Tim Tebow or something, Carl. And I thought that got a little too one-dimensional.
I did, too. And I for the first time all season, Mike, to be honest with you, I was questioning Bobo for the first time. Like, I haven't really been there, and I was like, Mike, what are we doing? Like, what are you guys doing? So, anyways, they found a way to win. It was not the prettiest game. And look, I think Kirby even acknowledged that. But at the end of the day, you're right where you want to be. Speaking of championship games, before we get to these coaching hires, BYU Texas Tech noon Big 12 championship game. This is a rematch. Indiana Ohio State Big 10 championship, 8 o'clock Saturday. Mike, the ACC, what a mess. Duke is 7-5
now
in the championship game.
Carl and I were talking about this earlier today, just in case you're wondering about like why it got the way – you may have already seen this on ESPN. But the way it works, they went to like the fifth-way tiebreaker, the five-way tiebreaker, because they all basically finished with two losses in the conference. The tiebreaker went to the fifth step, which is the combined win percentage of conference opponents. How about you just go with the highest ranked team in the AP poll or the College Football Playoff Committee's poll? In which case, Miami would have edged out Virginia. Solved. And then you've got a chance because Miami does, even though they lost to Louisville and SMU, did beat Notre Dame and fits the passes the eye test to be in the playoff.
Well, and they handled Pitt, too.
Right. And Miami now, maybe Miami would go on the road. But the idea that now, I mean, Duke, with all due respect, yeah, great story. You're in it. They'll be half-empty stadium. They already put a tarp on the upper deck in Charlotte. Nobody cares. And then Duke will be on the road, right? Even as a Day-Day, what's the rule on that as a conference champion? They don't. Can they still be on the road as a lower seed?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, that's it, because nobody wants to see that.
Yeah.
With all due respect to the Blue Devils.
You could have an 8-5 ACC conference champion.
Yeah.
And Virginia's 10-2. All right, and then, of course, the SEC championship. Let's talk about Lane Kiffin, Mike. I know we've been talking about this all day, and we will discuss more as he takes the LSU job. Speaking of messes, like, it felt like this was an ongoing event that happened all weekend, and we're all just kind of sitting and waiting. But the decision's made. I want you to hear Lane talk about wishing Ole Miss the best of luck. He says he wanted to coach. He says the AD made the decision for him not to. He was also asked about not showing up for the meetings to meet with his players. He says that was their decision, not his. So there's a lot of that going on right now. Here's Lane.
This was a very challenging, difficult day. You know, we went through a lot last night with Keith Carter trying to figure out a way, you know, to make this playoff, you know, run work and be able to coach the team And at the end of the day, that's his decision, and I totally respect that. I understand that decision, and, you know, so I just totally wish the team the best of luck, wish that I was coaching, but understand that it was a very challenging position for him and the Chancellor to be in, and totally respect that. So, you know, just really, really hope they play really well and go win the national championship.
Keith Carter's the AD, by
the way. And then once he got to Baton Rouge, he started chirping about Keith Carter and kind of throwing him under the bus and kind of playing the victim card that somehow, look, there's no way. I mean, you and I said it. Yes, technically, you got to sell this to your fan base. And maybe in Ole Miss, they'd have bought it. If Keith Carter says, look, you know, get with the big money boosters and says, all right, he's going to steal everything that's not nailed down when he leaves. But this is the closest we've ever been to a national championship. Let's just let him have it, and he'll recruit L. I mean, there's no way. I mean, you could say that. We're talking about it in action, in practice. How do you do that? It can't work. It can't happen.
Yeah, because I just feel like your heart's not where it needs to be. Right. That's really what this is.
I mean, how can you honestly? Mark Richt was the OC for the Florida State Seminoles when he took the Georgia job. Was on the worst offensive performances of Florida State. We talked about Lane Kiffin. That's why I laughed. Nick Saban on College Game Day up at Michigan. Oh, I think they should let him coach. You wouldn't even let him coach in the championship game because he was already taking an FAU job.
Yep.
So it's a bit disingenuous. And by the way, does everybody on College Game Day get a kickback from Jimmy Sexton?
Maybe. I find it interesting. That Kiffin, you know, basically was saying all the right things, but then, you know, again, there's no way this is physically going to happen. Meanwhile, coaching changes all across college football, guys. Pete Golding, by the way, is the new head coach at Ole Miss. Okay, he was the DC. He takes over. Florida gets John Summerall, Mike, Tulane's coach.
They say he's just a really fiery dude, and Napier was kind of, you know, that's not his style. So if he can do the job, I think Florida's going to like it. Everybody wants not the way it ended with Lane Kiffin, but you want a little Spurrier. You want a little of that juice down there in Gainesville.
You do. Arkansas, Ryan Silverfield, Mike, Memphis's coach, they're not necessarily happy about that. They felt like they hired below their station, which is interesting. Auburn.
Do you remember the AD said they got no money?
Well, that's
remember that
true.
Earlier in the
that's,
year?
That's true. Alex Golish. I like this hire, Auburn. I know you guys may not. I do. Penn State still open. Kentucky fires Mark Stoops. Lots of changes going on around college football. All right, we're coming back. Are we wasting their time and their talent? We got to discuss next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. After another Falcon loss, just has us wondering, are we wasting their time and their talent? The Falcons arguably have one of the top running back duels in the NFL. We know this to be true. Yesterday, what's up, B? Bijan had a great day. Tyler Algier, I thought the running backs were good. And, Mike, we said this. Going into this weather, we needed to run the football. They've been one of the best tandems in the league. Kyle Pitts, while he's not putting up, you know, again, superstar-type numbers, he's only dropped more than 50% of his targets three times this season. So, therefore, he's been reliable. I know it's hard to believe because, again, the offense has been somewhat dysfunctional. Even when Michael Penix was in control, there were moments. Mm-hmm. And then defensively, Mike, third in the NFL with sacks. It just pains me to even talk about this because it's like I said 2 weeks ago, I can't even enjoy this. I want to be talking about these sacks and going crazy for James Pierce Jr. and our man Jalen Walker and just talking about the difference they're going to make.
Strip sack!
But I can't because we're losing. But they're doing the job. But I'm talking about Pierce and Jalen leading the rookies in sacks. And then we've got Xavier Watts. Love this kid, man. Mike, when you were out, he came on the show and just calm demeanor, man. And as a student of the game, we talked about his time at Notre Dame. He's got three picks.
And he breaks up plays, too. I mean, he separates, you know, ball catcher from the ball, man. The guy's always around the ball.
Are we wasting time and their talent, Mike?
Yes.
Because, again, we just assume that everybody, guys, every season is different. And when you have special players that do these kinds of things, everybody assumes, oh, they'll just be, you know, it'll be like this next year. It's never that way.
Look, Vegas had us at 8.5. They didn't believe in us. Yeah, you could say, Dukes and Bell, you're too close to it. Knew that we were going to take some lumps with Michael Penix, like you saw with every other rookie. Even Bo Nix makes mistakes. Jaden took a big step back. Missed a lot of time this year. J.J. McCarthy's lost. Right? So it's all of a sudden all, that quarterback class, Drake May now looks like the alpha, right? And
that's
Taylor
right.
Williams has been resurrected by Ben Johnson. But we still don't know what we got with our QB going into next year. We don't even know if he's going to be ready for the season.
That's right.
You know, he may not, you know, worst case. But yeah, we got some good things. Good things are here. So however we go and decide to go, do we bring in a journeyman? Because it's a rogues gallery of guys you don't want to see under center next year, from Russell Wilson to Jimmy Garoppolo.
Mm.
But that's what's out there. You know, so I don't know how we approach you, and I don't even know if this general manager will be here to make that approach to the quarterback. But you're right. We've got two young stars. Tyler Algier is going to be a luxury I don't think we can afford, because I think Tyler Algier, in the right circumstances, can be Michael the Burner Turner. For those who don't remember, Burner had to sit behind LaDainian Tomlinson in San Diego.
That's right.
And then eventually came here and obviously had five great years. So I think the same could happen for him in the right offense. You said it, man. Pitts. You know, that's probably one of the better performances we've seen of Pitts, but that's another guy. Somebody else is going to fix him. Somebody else is going to figure him out. You know, we never did. And that's another guy I can't afford, because eventually I got to pay Bijan and Drake, right?
You do. And they're going to deserve whatever the market value is.
And Bergeron's going to need a contract too.
No doubt. I mean, look, that's all got to be juiced into whatever you think this team is going to be.
But don't blow it up.
Don't blow it up. That's the dumbest thing. And I've heard that from various people. Well, I'm just going to trade, you know, Bijan and London. No, you're not.
So we're going to go, what, 10 or 11 years without making the playoffs?
No,
you got to be out of your freaking mind.
That's not how you get better. Recognize what's not working and then fix it. And if it's just coaching, fix it. If you feel like you're underperforming because special teams is not doing the job, fix it. You don't blow it up and you don't trade away your best players. And by the way, when everybody around the league is talking about Bijan being a franchise, you know, kind of guy, you just don't do away with that. We're going to get his best years and you're going to trade that away? That's right. Dumb. That's not smart, Mike. So that's why when we talk about why are we or what are we wasting their time and their talent, look, B's going to get better. London's going to come back. He's going to be better. But the fact of the matter is, just like with every great team, when it opens, and I don't know when it is, I hope it's next season, that window opens, Mike, and you got a finite amount of time. This thing doesn't stay open for 10 years.
No, and that's the other thing is we got to find a coach, guys. I mean, look, I don't know why we haven't heard from Arthur Blank. This radio silence is just driving everybody crazy. I'd love to hear a message of where we're going with this. He's apparently, like, whatever he's doing, he's keeping his own counsel. We're not hearing anything. And we've got to get – the Steelers may fire Mike Tomlin.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I don't know. Let me ask you this. I mean, next year, would you be interested in Mike Tomlin? One thing for certain.
Hell, yeah.
I think a lot of fans would say yes, despite the fact he's sort of become, if we're honest, a mediocre head coach who doesn't do anything anymore.
You've been there 17 years.
Right. But he's Mike Martin, but he's become what Marvin Lewis was. But, of course, Mike won a Super Bowl.
He did, yes.
But Marvin Lewis, those last, like, 7 years in Cincinnati, never did anything.
Yeah,
look, he'd win a division, be out in the first round.
I'd love to tell you that these coaches are all in it to be there forever. Mike, it might be time for change, man. It doesn't mean that Tomlin's still not a great coach.
But if Tomlin brings the accountability that we're lacking.
Yeah, but you know what their problem is, and it's our problem. Once Roethlisberger said he was done, they haven't been able to fix it.
No.
Tell me all you want about all this other stuff. They haven't been able to fix that part of it. Tomlin hadn't forgotten how to do this, guys. He's been really good. There's a reason. He relates to guys. If you're asking me that question, the answer is hell yeah. But you're right. I don't know what's going to happen there, but if you are in the business of moving on and you need to figure out who those potential candidates are, Mike, then that's where you need to be.
But I will say this about Coach. Now, part of this with Pickett, and you said it, they just went through this rogues gallery of quarterback search. They also had bad offensive coordinators.
They
Matt
did.
Canada.
They did.
Hell, he was so bad, they were chanting fire Canada at Penguins games. Never thought I'd hear, you know, fire Tomlin. They were chanting that out at a Crozier Stadium, Heinz Field. But at Pittsburgh last night, by the way, you see Aaron Rodgers throwing his wide receiver under the bus last night?
No.
Basically saying that he made an audible. And it was a call, and he didn't see it and zigged it. So it was kind of vintage.
Somebody else, huh?
Aaron Rodgers, sort of passive-aggressive, taking a shot. By the way, if you like Tomlin, two ways of looking at this. If you're interested in Tomlin, he might be on the market. It also means the Steelers are going to be looking for head coaches. They'll be looking for head coach while you're looking for head coach.
No, that's very true. And for them, there's no one in the league that would turn that job down.
Right.
Because of the way that they go about their business. But, yeah, there's still a lot of things to be determined. But, yeah, look, I felt like this thing might have run its course 2 years ago, and it had nothing to do with the playoffs. I just feel like at a certain point, Mike, 15, 18, 19, 20 years, with these coaches, man, it becomes very difficult to maintain that standard. And unless you go from one franchise quarterback to another, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like the Colts at one point went from Peyton Manning, and then they got, Andrew Luck. And they fell into a situation where, and they thought, hey, at least for the next 10 years, Luck ends up retiring early. But unless you do that kind of thing, it's just hard to maintain. And I don't care who you are, but I think that the Tomlin thing is going to come to an end. And by the way, they'll do it the right way. They will allow him to leave in a way that is classy. It is not going to be dramatic and all drama filled. It's going to be, you know what? We've come to a mutual decision. We love Mike Tomlin. He's going to the Hall of Fame as a Steeler, blah, blah, blah. And if he wants to coach somewhere else, he will.
It's just tough, though, to be a 4-1 start and then go 2-5.
It's true.
And they don't pass the eye test. And, I mean, I saw T.J. Watt talking about it, you know, about accountability in the room. And they've got to just, you know, nothing with the Steelers looks like a team that can win the Super Bowl, right? Nothing. A lot of folks feel that way about the Broncos. The Broncos will get home fielding and somebody will come in there and beat them. Well, whether it's Buffalo. Doesn't look like it's going to be Kansas City going in there. Because Kansas City might not even make the playoffs at this point. We talked earlier about the Cowboys beating the Eagles and the Chiefs in 5 days.
Yeah, look, the Cowboys, those are two huge wins, man. Statement wins. And if even if you don't believe in the Cowboys, you got to give them their credit. I think that, you know, if things play out in their favor, Mike, they could be a
I didn't think Schottenheimer was going to be anything special. And, I mean, like I said, you really can't ignore it. And now they're breathing down the necks of the Eagles that are imploding in front of your eyes. They lost to the Bears.
Yeah. I think real quick about Pittsburgh, and this gets back to us, and this is where I'm at with changes. When something is not going right or you feel like you need to move on from a particular player, you have to do it. And one of the things the Steelers did, and everybody loves them in the organization, but I thought it was the wrong move, was they continued to pay Cameron Hayward. And Cam is old now.
Right.
And that defense is old. But because they love him so much, Mike, they kept playing this game. And you and I both talked about it before the start of the season, right?
We thought Cam Hayward was out of his mind. He's going to hold out? I'm sorry.
And they paid
him. Career, but no way.
And they ended up moving some money, and they paid him again. And I'm just telling you, those kind of decisions make me wonder, like, is Tomlin too close to that situation with some of those guys that have made him as great as he is, and he felt like, you know what, hey, he's been here, he's a staple of the organization. Sometimes you got to move on from that stuff. And that's that. I'm just bringing that up because it gets us back to, hey, Agnew, you're cut. Making these kind of mistakes are costing us too much.
And again, one of our best special team players, Kadarrell Hodge, screwed up so bad last week, he got benched. Kadarrell Hodge was a healthy scratch this week, guys. So the good news is there is some accountability. Raheem benches Kadarrell Hodge. The bad news is Agnew's a mess and has no common sense and when do you put your hand up? When do you catch the ball? When do you let it go? I mean, that was a touchdown, man. You set them up. And that's a Jets team. I know they got us on that final drive, but you gave them some confidence in that, too.
You did. They weren't playing worth a damn, and then all of a sudden you gave them an easy touchdown.
I found the Aaron Rodgers cut. It goes, when there's film sessions, everybody shows up, and when I check to a route, you do the route. We have our meetings every week. We have other opportunities outside the facility. I look forward to seeing all the boys there.
Okay.
So basically the same thing he did with the Jets. Remember he called out Mike Williams?
Yeah.
So he's calling out guys. Aaron Rodgers, by the way, kind of looked like Y.A. Tittle at the end of his career. Oh, nose all beat up. You didn't see that? Remember that famous shot, the black and white picture, Orin, Y.A. Tittle? He's all bloody. I think Chet Begnarek laid him out. He's looking like a mess on the sideline of the Jazz. A classic photo. Look it up, kids.
All right, man. We got a lot more to dive into. It is Dukes and Bell. Falcons, we will continue to talk about them, obviously. 4-8. There's just so much there. But, Mike, we got to talk about this Lane Kiffin thing.
Yeah. Lane Kiffin, it's funny. Carl and I had a passionate conversation about it earlier because I understand, I get it, why there's so much vitriol, so much hatred, and he is a symptom of the times. But is it all his fault? And that's your point, isn't it?
It is. All right. I'll lay out mine. Mike will lay out his. We want to hear yours.
Also in Guy Talk, why a 49er probably deserved to be punched in the nuts.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, on a gray day. Yesterday was like indicative of a Falcon fan's feelings. Just gray, raw, cold, stanky weather up there at MetLife, stanky weather out here. Gray day today. You know, put some sunshine in your life. Coming up at 5 o'clock hour, we got Guns N' Roses tickets, brother. Welcome to the jungle, baby!
Welcome to the jungle!
So, hey, nice job. That's coming up. Your chance to win those ticks in the 5 o'clock. We're off a little early tonight. Coach's show will start at 5:30 with Arch and Coach Raheem Morris because the Hawks have an earlier tip tonight as well. Hawks been doing nice things. I mean, aside from that inexplicable loss up in Washington, beating the Cavs, and then last night, man, how about that, right? I mean, it was a nice effort.
It was an
overtime win.
Yeah, double overtime. It was a big effort from Jalen Johnson. Give me more JJ. He's balling out, man. But you know who else is balling out real quick? N'Keal. N'Keal's killing
it. Goes for 34 last night. Jalen Johnson was over 40.
Yeah.
Man, the key is how does Quinn Snyder and those Sally Jesse Raphael glasses incorporate our star Trae Young when he comes back from the knee issue?
Which is true.
And that all seamlessly integrates. Hawks losing anything.
Pistons tonight, Mike, 7 o'clock, which is why we're done a little bit early because you get the coach's show and then Hawks basketball.
Hey, man, real quick before we get to the Lane Kiffin discussion, today is Cyber Monday, Monday. Did you do any Cyber Monday, Monday?
No, man, I haven't. I purchased a few items, but I really haven't done a whole lot.
Black Friday?
No, not really. Did you go hard?
Remember when TVs? Remember when the TVs went from being like the size of an organ, and they eventually got to like flash screens? Remember that you could remember like TVs like $2,000. I was on like they kept hammering at me like I was getting stuff from Best Buy and Sam's Club and Walmart, yeah. And then finally like all right, I'll buy one. And I got like I have a TV I've had since I had like my bachelor pad, but it's not a smart TV.
Sure.
And so because it's also older, you come in the room, it radiates heat like a furnace. it's also very heavy. So the technology as well. I got like a 55-inch TV for like, you know, $230.
Yeah, it's steel.
At Sam's, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And literally, nice. I ordered the thing, click, and by Friday night it's at the house.
It's great.
It's amazing. What a world we live in. But anyway, and guess who just mounted the sucker? My wife.
Wow.
She grew up on a farm. She's good with mechanical stuff. So she did the whole job. I didn't do nothing.
Yeah, well, did you have the mount or she had to put it up there?
Yeah, she did send me for the wrong screws last night at Home Depot, which...
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I didn't even tell that story. I had to go get some screws to mount the TV last night. I'm down at Home Depot before they close in Peachtree City. A shout-out to Thomas and to his son Nathaniel. Big listeners. They had done some. They bought a TV, too.
There. Okay.
So we're going through the metric screw aisle. Hello. Trying to find... good luck. Let's talk about a needle in a freaking haystack.
It's hard
to find these mounting screws.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, you believe them freaking Falcons? I'm like, I know. And next thing you know, we're talking about the Falcons for 10 minutes. Another guy walks by. He gets in on the conversation.
And another thing.
Everybody went down to Home Depot after the Falcons game. It was angry about
That's
it.
That's good.
But anyway.
You get it hung, though? It's hung?
TV's mounted.
That's
and
nice.
A shout out. Two things from Thanksgiving Day. I know we talked about big money, bad money, and whatever we're going to do for the Super Bowl halftime show. Hats off to the Detroit Lions and the Cowboys for two great halftime shows on Thanksgiving Day.
No, they were. They were
Cowboys
good.
Had Post Malone doing his thing, but Jack White, and again, I'm a huge White Stripes and Jack White fan. That's a great Super Bowl show, Carl, because they had Eminem. Eminem was on and off the stage before he even knew it. His songs are all about 3 minutes long, Oren. You could integrate everything into a Jack White Super Bowl show if you think about it. You could montage it up the yin-yang. You could go Motown.
True.
There's a million ways you could go with that thing. Blues.
Yeah. No, I agree
anyway,
with you.
I thought it was very cool.
I agree with you. They were both good.
All right, man. So the Lane Kiffin story, now that Lane Kiffin is in LSU, more information's coming out. Now people are getting into his dog. Now they're saying that Juice Kiffin, the pet, is not even his and apparently doesn't even stay at the Kiffin household.
Come on.
And that it is boarded by its trainer and that Lane only has it out there before and after games.
What?
I mean, that's where we've gone now.
That's
with this,
so bad.
With Lane Kiffin bashing. The dog isn't even real.
Yeah, that's, I mean, honestly, it has nothing to do with anything. But unless you tie into what Mike's been saying, which is the disingenuous nature of Lane
right.
Kiffin and how he is maybe perceived by many. Here's my thing, and real quick. Coaches now can take players with them. It is not Lane Kiffin's fault that the calendar is the calendar and that these decisions have to be made by a certain time period.
Right.
He got offered. Obviously, people are interested in him. And my whole thing is, you know, that kids nowadays, it used to just be about the kids. It was, oh, he's walking out on these kids. That's what people said in Tennessee in 2010. When he left and he was 1 year into a six-year deal, it was, what about the kids? Mm. That has changed. And now they're all mercenaries, all of them. If you get a better offer, you get a better deal, Mike, somebody pays you some more money, they're going. And so my whole thing with Kiffin is, this is a business decision. And I just asked Mike earlier today, not specifically Mike, right. Mike's describing why he thinks everybody does dislike this Kiffin situation as far as why he made this decision. But I said, why is everybody upset? Why is everybody mad at Lane Kiffin? Players are not at the mercy of the coach's replacement anymore. They don't have to stay. So my whole thing was, look, yes, this lingered longer than we wanted it to. And Mike, is he talking out of both sides of his mouth? Yes, because he's saying, I want to coach my team, but they won't let me, knowing that you have every intention to leave and probably poach them. But that was my thing. Why is everybody so mad at Lane Kiffin? And you said what?
I think there's two parts to this. There's the old Lane Kiffin. Again, now it is kind of ancient history. But when Lane Kiffin was with the Raiders, and Al Davis basically said he knew his father, Monty Kiffin, and he basically said the kid was full of crap. That he's a BS artist. He's a used car salesman. He has no code. It was a long – Al Davis basically went off on him. And he said, you can't trust a word he says, bad culture, not responsible. Now he goes to Tennessee, and of course, Tennessee, boom, they're one we all know, leaves at midnight. They're going to turn the campus upside down as he goes to USC. Eventually fired on the tarmac by USC. Some would say karma.
Yeah.
Rehabilitated by Saban. Saban doesn't trust him to be ready to go to FAU and coach his Alabama team in the championship, so he pivots to Sark. And that's what's, of all the things that happened this weekend, the ESPN College Game Day crew, Herb Street, McAfee. I mean, McAfee is what he is. But all these guys, they should let him coach. Saban, you wouldn't let him coach. You said to get the hell out. You pivoted to Sark. You didn't trust him. So I'm like, man, is Jimmy Sexton cutting you guys checks? It was kind of ridiculous at one point. And, of course, Reese isn't calling anybody on this. Everyone just throwing this out there, not throwing any logic into the conversation.
Yeah.
Two ways to look at this. And just real quick, I'll get back to why people hate Lane. I would say Ole Miss could have said, And this is where it's hard to do this. Could Keith Carter sell it to his alum and say, guys, our program is what it is. We're not LSU. We're not Georgia. We're not Alabama. This is our one chance. Let's roll the dice and hope that this nitwit can keep it together. And, yes, he's going to completely rake our program, take everything that's not nailed down to LSU. But he may just get us into a championship game. Hell, we nearly beat Georgia this year. We beat them last year.
True.
Maybe this is the year we have to put our pride aside because we'll never, ever have a better chance to win a championship. But you can't dance through the raindrops in that world. It doesn't work. It doesn't happen. And that's why Keith Carter said, screw it. Pound sand. What people don't like Lane is he reverts back to being the selfish guy, the petulant kid. You saw the Tennessee move to USC. Everything subsequently. I like the guy's personality. I think we need more Steve Spurrier-type guys who lay it all out there. The problem is you can't have it both ways. You basically took the money. It is a better job. You could have taken slightly comparable less. Now Ole Miss is saying the money is exactly the same as LSU. That's being reported. You could have said, hey, I'm going to see this through. My legacy, win or lose, is I stuck it out at Ole Miss, and I'm going to take the high road. But he didn't. And that's why people say, you piece of garbage, how can you do this at this time? Which gets back to your initial point.
Not his fault.
It's not his fault because this is the marketplace. Lewis Riddick just said on Twitter a few minutes ago, you got to change the clock. They're going to move the calendar. If you're in the CFP, your team accepts a bowl invitation, you can't be hired as a head coach. You put a freeze on it.
That's right.
Portal gets moved back to January 2nd to 16th. Keep the regular signing period, move that back to around the Super Bowl. The timing of all this is so crazy. You're telling me you're going to a team that just fired their coach, paying out $140 million in Louisiana, getting rid of Kelly, hiring him, and they haven't won a championship recently. You got to go back to Ogeron. To basically spit in the face of Ole Miss fans and say, screw you. I could have stuck it out, but I'm going to this better job. At the end of the day, it is a better job. There's no debating it. LSU is a better job.
And therefore, you can't say, why would he do this? That's the problem I have. And here's my other issue. When you talk about, the two portals, there's two. There is the 15-day window in January, and then when your coach leaves, like with this with Kiffin, right? You've got 5 days after coach's successor is hired. So once the team makes a decision, we just talked about all these coaching hires, right? The kids at Auburn, if they want to stay, Mike, 5 days. Once the decision is made, that's the other portal. That allows you to leave if you want to. And that's what I'm saying. They're not at the mercy of the coach's replacement anymore, where it used to be, hey, I'm on scholarship. Guess what? I'm playing for a new coach, and I don't even know if this dude likes me. You can leave. But the idea of you not liking Kiffin because of the situation and circumstances, I just think that's misguided. Here is a guy that stayed 6 years and won 75% of his games. You guys know the other three coaches that made that won more than he did over the last 6 years? Let me name them for you. Ryan Day, Dan Lanning, Kirby Smart. That's it. Then there's Kiffin. Old Miss, he gave you everything that you could imagine.
But he didn't see it through. He didn't finish it.
But when it's time to go, Mike, it's time to go. He's not going to wait. They're not going to wait to offer him this job once the season's done because of the timing of the calendar.
But that's why guys are asking me on Twitter, I see both sides of it. I see what Carl's saying. He's only going to have this one crack at LSU. He didn't nip it in the bud. Now, could he have taken – now, this is where the argument for the people, the old school people, that say, well, look at Cignetti. Cignetti could have gone anywhere. He said, I'm sticking with Indiana.
Well, maybe that's his dream job.
And Lee – well, Indiana's nobody's freaking dream job.
Making $10 million it is.
Lee at Vanderbilt stays at Vandy. He's a hot prospect. Penn State doesn't even have a head coach because all the other big names that were in programs on the upswing locked it in. He never did this. He wanted the flirtation. He is the same guy he was back at Tennessee. I said to Carl earlier, people don't change. There's incremental change. There's things in your life that will change, but at the end of the day, you are who you are, and that's why people don't like Lane Kiffin.
That's interesting, and that was the other argument we had, which was I disagree with that. I think people can change based on things that happen in your life and events that happen in your life. And as a person, if you're talking about personality-wise, Mike, look – you're built a certain way. You are who you were before you got here, okay? At the end of the day, though, how you behave and how you interact with people and how you handle your business and your personal life and beyond, those things can change. And I think that's some areas where Lane has changed. Personality-wise, he's the same person, just like you are the same person. But how you interact and how you deal with people, that part of your life can change. And I think also your perspective on things. I know I don't feel the same way I did at 20 about stuff that I feel like on certain things now. That's based on life experience. Those things change you. So that's where I disagree about the perception of Kiffin. I think he's a better coach now. I think he's more mature than he's been ever in his life as far as how to handle this. You ask me, is he going to win at LSU? Hell, guys, we thought Brian Kelly was going to go there and do something.
You
and I didn't do anything.
But you and I both thought that was a strange culture fit for him because, you know, that ego and the way he rubs people the wrong way. The Athletic article has kind of displayed some of the things, the tendencies with Kelly to point fingers and then be aloof. So either way, he steps in. I will say this, though. You could argue, and again, this is the old school argument. What about loyalty? Again,
there is none.
Loyalty doesn't pay the bills, but you took him. He was 26-13 at FAU. You gave him a shot to get back into the big time at Ole Miss.
He paid you.
And again, you guys did pretty well by each other. I'm just saying, Lane Kiffin, it was selfish. It was greedy because you're only going to make a few more dollars at LSU than Ole Miss was going to pay you. You could have seen it was a once in a lifetime for the stars to align for Ole Miss, but at the end of the day, and this is where we get back to what matters most. It's not a philosophical argument. It's not existential. LSU is a better job, and he has a better chance of winning the championship. But the Ole Miss fans will say, but what about this year? Why couldn't you have stayed and tried it to make it work this year?
And that's what we're talking about. 404-726-0929. Because it's a business decision. And everybody wanted Kiffin to make it immediately, when in reality – there was a timetable on this, and people didn't even realize it because we're there. We're at this. We got signing day coming up, and then, Mike, you've got the playoffs starting, and then guess what? We get to January, and you got this portal window, and all of a sudden, you better get your team in line because we don't have that second portal window now in the spring.
And that's the funny thing. And here's LSU not bowl eligible, and you got Lane Kiffin basically. I've got to get ready. I got to get LSU ready for next year. But your team's one of the top 10 teams in the country. It's the times we're living in. And that's why I'm just playing the devil's advocate for why people don't like Kiffin. I understand your side of it. I thought Lewis Riddick made some great points. The NCAA calendar sets this up. It's backwards. Kirby talked about it. Saban's been talking about it for years before he retired. Hey, one last story. I got to pay off the tease. We talked about it 2 weeks ago when Trevon Merrig was allegedly punching Juwan Jennings in the jimmy. In that game between the Panthers and the 49ers. Now we find out from the Browns, Shelby Harris. Apparently, Juwan Jennings is just a turd. He said that he can see why Jennings got punched in the peanuts and that he's just a bad guy. Said he was an HOE. Drake called me a hoe, too. It's a gardening implement. He basically said this guy was saying things about women and kids you can't say on a football field. So, and then he said he was hiding behind his own offensive line. So somewhere, somehow, somewhen, Juwan Jennings is going to catch a beating.
Best thing I saw all weekend, by the way. If you didn't see the quote, I mean, he doesn't
hold back. It's gold.
He doesn't hold back at all. Great stuff, man. Hey, we're coming back. We got plenty more to talk about with you. Mr. Blank, can we talk? It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.